Growing up, you probably had a pop-up book or two on your bookshelf, right? You'd pull a tab and maybe a cow's head might waggle from side to side. Ooh, how cute. Well, pop-up books have come a long way, and it is all for the better. Today, these cutouts are feats of engineering prowess. There are pop-ups that have movement and give a sense of time, and some of them can reach nearly 2 feet tall. Our video producer, Luke Roskin, visited the studio of Matthew Reinhardt, who is a pop-up book virtuoso. He put a film together, and he's here to tell us about that visit. Welcome, Luke.
Hi, Ira.
Wow. So these books are amazing, the amount of detail that goes into each pop-up. What does his studio must look like? It's crazy.
It actually looks like a standard artist studio. You know, he's got a lot of tape, a lot of paper, just scissors and an X-Acto blade knife. He's got a computer that he does some compositing work on, but for the most part, it's all handcrafted. And of course, his walls are just lined with Transformers. He's obsessed with Transformers.
And in his video, he actually shows you how he makes these pop-up books. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing seeing how he goes, you know, just from an initial idea and straight into, you know, this completely elaborate, you know, 1 foot pop-up.
I'll write out an outline, just a basic idea of what the pop will be. T-Rex head bites reader. That's it. I don't know how it's going to happen with all the engineering. I just know that that's what I want to happen. The next step is actually engineering by hand. Like, there isn't a computer program that does this stuff. It's like low-tech engineering. We're using really simple stuff. Me cutting up paper and folding it and taping it. I use like an artist tape. That makes a nice hinge.
Hmm. In fact, that T-Rex that he was talking about, you have open in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
So is that one of your favorite books?
Oh, yeah. This is the one that you know, if you can actually hear it, it's a whole lot of pieces of paper.
Amazing.
This is the one that I, when I first got my kid a pop-up book, 2 years ago, I opened it, and this T-Rex just lunged out at my son and I, and it really does lunge about a foot off the page. It's got a full head. It's just a marvel of engineering that this is just paper. It's just paper.
And they have so many moving parts on it, right? That's really the magic of this. How do you get them all to work together?
Well, you know, exactly. That's what I found very intriguing about this, especially from an engineering and technology and science perspective. It all starts with a V fold. So if you put your hands together and then you open them up, you create kind of a V. And that kind of movement is generated off of the opening of the page.
Right.
The opening of the page is the engine of everything. And so you have this paper, and it opens just like your hands would open.
Like that.
Now, think about this. So the wider you open your hands, takes longer to reach that arc, to get them open that far. So
right.
The wider the V, the longer that pop will take. The narrower the V, the quicker it will actually take. And so in that regard, you can actually program or engineer different timings of different pops. And also, when you think about it, that engine, you know, if I add another V off of one V, I can change axes. So, you know, instead of just moving one movement up and down, I can now move left and right just by adding a V to a V and then attaching that to the base page.
This is Science Friday from PRI Public Radio International. I'm Ira Flatow here with Luke Groskin talking about these pop-up books that are just fantastic. So actually what he's engineering is how to change the opening process, the sort of horizontal into a vertical thing where things pop out, right? Different axes of working on that.
Absolutely.
And does he make these all by hand in the video?
Everything.
Single cut?
Well, it all starts with just taking paper and cutting up and adding tape. You know, eventually they have to replace the tape with either glue or put slats and things like that in order to connect these things. But it is all handmade. There's no computer program that actually can put together this elaborate structure one that hasn't been invented yet.
So, all right, you've got the T-Rex open there. What's another favorite one of yours?
I absolutely love the Princess Leia pop that's in his Star Wars
book.
Oh,
I have that one here.
Yeah,
I gotta find that.
If you look at it, it's that iconic moment when Princess Leia takes off her hood, and And, you know, you could have just made a pop where, you know, as you open it up, Princess Leia takes off her hood. Instead, the pop, you open the page and you can see this woman, you know, this iconic image of the woman with her white cloak. And she's not fully revealed quite yet. And then, you know, after you reach about 150 degrees, that right. last 30 degrees, that's just, when the hood comes down.
Oh, it's like icing on the cake. It's unexpected. That's what's so
yeah.
wonderful also about these books. You just don't know what to expect when you open the page up.
Well, these books, they're for adults and kids, but, you know, they really do capture kind of the wonder of you know, reading a book and being kind of surprised. You never know what's going to happen when you open one of these pops.
I also love the Maura Sendak book.
Oh, yes. Book. Yes, there's a pop-up book, and it's a collaboration between Matthew Reinhardt and Maurice Sendak. And he has a pop in that where this werewolf rises up and he's holding a chain. And you get the book open about 90 degrees and the man becomes a werewolf. And then as he pulls up the chain, a little hobgoblin comes out of the sewer attached to the chain. But you don't actually get to see that until the very, very end after you've opened it. And you know, it's a testament to kind of the careful engineering of how far off the center of this page he's able to actually get a movement, a really significant movement. And it all comes down to V-folds and angles and a little bit of math, actually.
Does he ever know how long it's going to take to make one book? I mean, is there
months, years? It takes several months to make the book, and then it takes a year to kind of, or 9 months to actually produce it, to actually hand make these books. Because all these pieces have to be die cut, and then they're machine cut, and then they're put together by hand individually.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look at the Star Wars book, and it's a beautiful book, and I can say for the first time, Luke, the Force was with you when you went over to see.
Well, thank you. I mean, these pops are absolutely, they really are works of art, and you know, they really are works of engineering.
Yeah.
I if you check out the video, you'll see, wait, you know, there's a lot, there's not just artistry going on here.
What's the video name up on our website?
It's called Engineering the Perfect Pop.
And you're in there and looking at it's great video.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you for putting that together. You can watch our pop-up video on our website at sciencefriday.com/pop-up.